on all things Jefferson College athletics. Basketball.
Bobbling it and collecting it and putting it off the glass with Kayla Yinger.
She played awesome. I mean, you know, she's been giving us really, really, really good minutes since she came on.
Baseball.
Justin's really someone that came in, transferred in from Murray State. He's been a winner everywhere he's been.
Deep to left field. Left fielder stumbles, and as he stumbles, the ball clears the fence. Solo shot, Justin Perkins.
Softball.
Hill to Takushi. Outside corner, called strike three, 9 Ks for Corinne Hill.
I thought she had a good command, good control. Never really felt threatened in this game from him. And so it was good for her, good confidence booster.
Abby McAteer, the lefty with the strong arm, fires a strike to home plate. A run down that last 2 seconds as Wright is out at third.
We even have volleyball, men's soccer, and women's soccer. We don't miss a beat, and neither should you. Let Viking Voices begin. Here's KJF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
And a good afternoon to you. Matt Greenwood at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse on the campus, of course, of Jefferson College in Hillsboro. And I'm joined today by softball head coach Tony Cook, and as well as returning sophomore Abby Tiemann. And then we've got Allison Tucker as well, incoming freshman from a local area as well, Farmington High School. So she's on board here for at least a year, maybe two for you, Coach Cook. And, of course, we'll talk to them here in just a little bit. But I just want to first start off and talk about your returners. Looks like you got 7 players coming back, including the speedster, as I alluded to earlier, Taylor Barnes, Skylar Barlow, a power hitter for you. Just to name a couple of players. So talk about them and kind of what their offseason has been like, including fall softball.
Yeah, so far it's been a good start to the season. You know, right now Barnes is kind of mending a knee problem right now. So we're, you know, she's in limbo when she's going to be back to start. So we're waiting to see from the doctors. But just got the okay from Abby Rollet on her doctor. So she's got cleared to play. She had a knee issue also. So little boost to the offense there with her coming back. That's going to help. I know that made her pitchers happy. So we're happy with that. You know, and the rest of the sophomores, you know, all of them are going to contribute this year and got a spot in the lineup that we think is going to help us.
There was a run, I don't remember exactly from when to when last year, where Skylar Barlow just went on a tear with her power. Has that improved this offseason, do you think?
We're hoping it has. I mean, her, you know, the biggest consistency we need out of Skylar is, you know, her hitting. You know, she can't go 2 for 2, you know, one day and then go 0 for 3 the next day. You know, we want that more consistent day to day. You know, she has shown the power, yes. And, you know, she had 16 home runs last season. And so we like to see that again this year. But the thing of it we really want to see out of Skylar is we want that BA up more toward 400 average, and we want to see more consistency of every day and not go through a streak where she hits for 10 or 12 games in a row and then, you know, then it goes south for, you know, 8 or 9, 10 games. We want her to be more consistent the entire season.
It felt like maybe 1 through 6, 1 through 7 last year was a good spot for this team offensively. Mm-hmm. You go in, you want a new, you know, you want some freshmen to come in and kind of lengthen that lineup for you. How do you feel you've done on that part?
We think we've done a really good job with that. You know, one of them's right here in front of us. You know, we got Allison Tucker from Farmington, and, you know, she'll be definitely our 3-0 hitter, and we like her in that spot because, one, she is showing that she can be a very consistent hitter, and two, she's got a little pop in her bat. So definitely with that. And then, you know, we can put McAteer and Sky by either behind her, protecting her with Cameron Clark, also another local kid from Windsor. So, and then you got Abby Rollet in there. You know, we're thinking now Abby's going to be our 4 behind Tuck. So players that were hitting last year in the 2-3-4 hole may not be hitting in the 2-3-4 hole this year with the incoming freshmen we have. So we got to do some figuring out here. We've been doing a lot of live hitting lately to see where we land in the lineup. But definitely we think we're more balanced this year in the offensive side of it, and we can go as deep as 1 through 8 with our hitters.
Okay. You've been coaching for a while now. I probably won't throw out the number just because you might hate me for the rest of your life. But, you know, and in junior college baseball, there's always the transition where you're going to have players for 2 years max, and then they move on, mm-hmm. and then you got, you know, you basically rotate young faces in there. And I know we've probably talked about this before, but for those that haven't heard you preach about what you talk about with your sophomores and how they handle the incoming freshmen and kind of the relationships that you want there for your team.
Yeah, and I think that's something about this freshman group or the sophomore group that they didn't get last year from our sophomores last year. This group this year is more vocal to our freshmen and tell them about how grueling the season can be and what's required and how much the competition is and what's needed for us to make it to postseason and beyond. And so, after our fall season this year, I think the freshmen got to see how the competition can be very tough. And then, but the biggest thing is for the spring season is we're going to see more consistent pitching now at the average speed of 60 to 62. And so, that's the thing that the freshmen couldn't get frustrated with it as far as how come, I'm not hitting like I did in high school. And that's where I think some of the sophomores said, hey, it'll come, we'll be fine with it. And then, especially when we see it in our competitions downstairs hitting in the hole during live hitting. So I think everybody's vocal down there, but they're positive about it. And they're letting them know, hey, just keep going with it, following, distrust us and, trust the system and, it'll start working for them.
I know you do a lot of heavy scouting on these athletes, and I know you've got a lot of contacts that you reach out to and say, hey, how's this person doing? Are they interested in playing junior college baseball, that sort of thing? And I think a lot of people would certainly take comfort in knowing that you're bringing on girls that are used to winning programs or, have that winning attitude. Can you kind of fill us in as to some of the players that are incoming freshmen for you that you feel like no matter what kind of day that they have, they're going to be confident that they're going to be able to, correct things and be a good performer for you throughout the year?
I think one starts with one of our pitchers, Teresa Hughes. She came from a successful last year season, and I think she's got that mentality that she can, she can perform for us this year. And Tuck's the same way. I think Farmington's always had a good program in the past, and they've always instilled about winning, and that's what we've been still, putting on them here is, we want to win here. That's our main objective for our season is besides, some goals for our individual athletes. But the overall, success of this program is if we can win on the field. And so, I think they're talking about Teresa Hughes and Cameron Clark and Christina Bettis, last her junior and senior year, I think she won close to 54 games as a pitcher. And so she's had that mentality of, of the winning program. And so coming in here and bringing that with them, I think it's a positive for the team, and I think it's a good for the whole Aptness Forever program.
Last year, I know you guys lost in the region tournament, and unfortunately, suffered an injury with Maddie.
Correct.
And that was a bit of a rough way to end the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so going into the off season, I know for you it was probably, hopefully she mends and hopefully, players that are coming back, stay healthy over the off season. And I know you mentioned off air that you're kind of, or before we started this, that you're kind of having some pieces on your ball club trying to get back healthy. Can you talk about who's, on the mend and kind of where your expectations are for them in terms of the start of the season and whether or not they're going to play?
Yeah, I think, we got 18 players. We picked up recently a player from St. Charles Community College. And so right now, the only one we see that's, we're, skeptical, but when she's going to come back to play is Taylor Barnes. But everybody, the other 17, we feel it can, if we start the season tomorrow, they can go out and play. And so, Barnes, we just don't know about. We're hoping to get her back sometime first of March or mid-March maybe. We're not sure when we're going to get her back, but, I if we don't, that's fine. I trust the team we got. We got our speedster sitting here right here at the table with us,
Right.
So we'll put a little more pressure on her this year and Abby McAteer and a couple others for base stealing and stuff. Tuck's another one can run well on the bases, and, we've got some others, Amanda V-Wall and there's a few, Hannah Chambliss and a couple others that are, we feel that are very good on the bases. And so as far as base stealing goes, we're not worried about that. And our health-wise, I feel we're, this team is, we kind of fought the flu bug and other viruses last week, and I think hopefully we're past that now. And so, like I said, if we start a season tomorrow, I feel confident in what we got.
Let's turn our attention to some of that pitching. You already threw out Teresa Hughes. I see her listed on the roster as strictly just a pitcher. I see Christina Bettis, as you also mentioned, is pitcher slash utility. And then Cameron Clark, you also said, is a pitcher first baseman. So who are some of the girls that you will rely on, you know, because you play a lot of doubleheaders too, but some of the girls that you will rely on to carry this pitching staff?
You know, we're looking at all four, and actually we got five. We got Katie Moore, you know.
Okay.
Katie's got a little bit of health issues she's dealing with, but once I think she's on the mend of that, and once we get her in the lineup, I think she's a good spin ball pitcher, and you know she's had a good couple of last outings in the down in the hole, throwing in her pitching practices have been good lately. So look for a lot from her, but you know we're going to ride the shoulders of Teresa and Cameron Clark and Christina Bettis. And then Caitlin Williams. Those four will get the bulk of the pitching, and we'll mix it up. We think we got a lot of different styles there, a lot of different velocities. And so I think that's different from what we had last year. Last year, most of our pitchers were all the same speeds. Okay. This year, we have quite a bit of difference in the four of them. And so I think we can go in there and mix well with different combinations against teams and be successful.
Who did you guys play during the fall season this year?
We played, you know, University of Missouri, SIU Edwardsville, SIU Carbondale. We played Mo State. We played McHenry. We played Drury College. We played Lindenwood University. We played mostly all Division One or Division Two schools.
Okay, very cool. I do want to turn my attention to the schedule. I know February 15th is the Northeast Mississippi Tournament. The regular season carries all the way through to the end of April, so it's a pretty lengthy season there. And then, of course, postseason tournament begins in May. But just sort of taking a look at this schedule, I know that the mentality of coaches and players is always one game at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I totally get that. But at the same time, when you put the schedule together, you're looking for teams that will challenge each and every one of your ball clubs because you want to get them prepared for the postseason.
Yep.
Who are some of those teams on that schedule? And I'll give it to you.
Well, we like our the Mississippi tournament. Where we're, okay. You know, we're going down there. We're going to play against Arkansas State, Meridian, and Holmes Community College. And then we got Southeastern Illinois. And then we got Shawnee as the fifth game of that tournament. So four of the five we think is going to really give us a good contest. We like that, especially start the season off with. So I think that's a good tournament to begin this season with. And then I told the girls just the other day, we were talking about the Joplin Bash down there in Joplin, Missouri. That might be one of the five hardest games that we've been picked to play in my entire season, you know, my career here. So
wow.
I mean, it's four of the five is like in the top 10 of the, you know, the rankings right now, which doesn't mean a whole lot, but it says a lot for the programs that are ranked, and the competition down there is extremely hard.
And now that you've taken my cheat sheet, when's that Joplin Bash going down?
I think it's March, 8th and 9th.
Okay, very cool.
You know? And then, you know, there's some other games we got circled on there, you know. We want some, you know, last year we dropped a game to Mineral Area, and we dropped a game to St. Louis Community College, which, you know, that left a bad taste to the sophomore group, and you know they'll probably reiterate to you that you know we want that to make an explanation point when we play them, and then you know if they're listening, they're probably writing us down, and they probably like to hear that because that's good chalk for them. But you know we think that you know we're going to control our own destiny this year as far as the region and the conference goes, and I think we're we should be considered a conference contender. You know, of course, you got to consider you know Three Rivers and them and the other ones in the race in there, but we like this club and we like the squad, and I think you know if you looked at the schedule, I think there's no reason why this team can't fulfill it and make some of our goals of you know what we want for wins and losses.
Since we do have Abby Thiemann and Allison Tucker here with us, I just want to get some questions out from your perspective about them, and I know you've seen Abby Thiemann play because she was a freshman with you last year, second on the team in stolen bases, second in runs scored, second in hits, first in outfield assists, a pretty good defensive player as well. And you know, when you go out and you recruit these players, they're you know from high school, you're looking for a certain type of personality, certain type of go-get-it attitude sort of thing. But then over a year, you can learn more about someone. So
mm-hmm.
what was that for you, for Abby? What are some things that you didn't know when you were recruiting her out of high school that you learned about her with her 1 year underneath you?
You know, she's a competitive person. You know, she doesn't like to be taken out of games, I'll tell you that. And she'll let me know. And that's the one thing I do, and that's one of the things I like about her is, you know, no matter what, who we're playing or how we're playing, and she always wants to be in the game. You know, and you can't teach that to somebody. You know, you can't teach that part of the game. I mean, they either want to be a gamer or they're not. And I think that's something that Abby brings to the table that, you know, you can't instill. I mean, they either have it naturally or they don't. They want to be out there every day. They want to be in the mix, and that's something that Abby brings every day to the table.
What about her skill set offensively? Like I said, she finished second in quite a few tough categories, first in outfield assist, third in batting average, third in on-base percentage, so obviously someone that gets on base for you. But how did her offensive game develop from when you saw her in high school to –
Yeah,
you know,
and especially this year, we wanted to step up even one more level. We wanted to go to some of the soft slap, use her speed to get on base, and then, you know, when the defenses start cheating in on her, then she can go to the power slap and go on beyond that. We're really going to try to push for her to get more stolen bases this year.
Okay.
I think she was, what, 38 or something like that?
Maybe. 30. I got her down as 39.
39 last year, yeah. And there's no reason why we can't get her into the 60 range this year at all. So we're going to push for that. We're going to try. So
I'm looking over to see her reaction to that. She's
yeah, I mean, and we talked about it. She'll tell you, you know, last year we didn't have the right combination to get her to get more the stolen bases, and I think this year we're going to move things around. We've got some other hitters coming in that can give us that opportunity so we can change her lineup a little bit. So we look for her to steal more bases, and but for her to do that, she's going to have to, you know, she's going to have to use the bat to get on base, and that's one of the things we're going to wait to see what we get out of her.
I will reestablish some of these stats when we talk to these ladies, but Allison Tucker, 602 batting average her senior year at Farmington. I mean, that's absurd, in a good way, of course. 6 home runs, 32 RBIs, that's what we have her down at. How early did you spot her? How early did you have conversations with her, with Coach Albee, all that good stuff?
You know, that's one, you know, Coach Starkey saw her play, and we were watching another player, and that's the thing, it caught her eyes. You know, she's another one, just like, you know, Abby Thiemann. I mean, she's just a fierce competitor on the field, and, you know, she gives everything she's got when she's out there. And she's another one that, you know, she doesn't want to be on the bench. She wants to be out there playing, so she's going to do whatever it takes. And so, you know, Tuck can hit the ball like, you know, with the best of them. I think, you know, if she's not in the top five in the leaderboard, I'd be very surprised, you know, nationally, because one, she hits very consistent, and two, she's got some pop in her bat. So hopefully, you know, she'll come out hot. And, you know, one thing about her is a few times this fall, she got in a little slump, and I think it was just between the ears, you know, was the middle thing. You know, she tried to make too much adjustments. And I think if she stays within herself, she'll be fine. And, you know, I think we look for big things from Allison.
I'm hoping to get a little bit of personality out of her when we talk to her in here just a little bit. But from your perspective, what about her personality? How does she fit in the mold with your team?
Oh, I think she fits really good with it. I think, you know, the other girls feed off of her because she's so competitive. I think that's the thing about her. And, you know, she's vocal, and she'll let you know, she's one of the ones that the others look up to because, you know, no matter what we're doing in practice, if anybody's watching or not, she's going to give you what, you know, everything she's got. And that's what we like about her.
Coach, I know the weather hasn't exactly been great for getting outdoors and practicing, you know, between the fall and this spring season. But again, Northeast Mississippi Tournament, that's next week, Friday and Saturday there. Just your final thoughts on this group, this team moving forward, and sort of your expectations for them for this season.
You know, we're hoping to at least get out on the field one day for get some dirt. We got a tarp right now. We're going to pull that as soon as this rain goes away. It might be chilly, but we're going to go out there and try to get it in. If not, we'll have to find a turf field to get some practice in on. But, you know, we like this club. I think we're excited. I think they're tired of being indoors. I think they're tired of hitting, and they're ready to go out and beat up on somebody else. And so, you know, that's the biggest thing. We just got to try to mix things up during practice right now and stay positive. And mostly we got to keep doing some live hitting so they can keep seeing the ball. And that way we can get in rhythm when we do start on the 15th.
All right, very well. Coach Cook, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks.
That is Tony Cook, head coach of the softball, the Jeffco Softball Vikings. And we'll go ahead and step aside here for a brief moment, come back with Abby Thiemann next on Viking Voices on KJF, powered by your local McDonald's.
model year clearance sale we have ever had at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Leo Reuther. Just listen to these unheard of deals on remaining 2018 models. Drive away in a new Ford Fiesta for only $11,495. That's right, only $11,495 for a brand new car. New Ford Focus, priced now at $14,295. How about a new Escape with panoramic roof, priced from $20,995? And if you're in the market for a new Ford Expedition, we have it with $10,000 off and 0% 60-month financing to qualified customers. These are the lowest Ford prices in all Southeast Missouri, and Jefferson County shoppers can see even more year-end clearance vehicles on the back page of the Leader. These deals are only till February 14th, so hurry in to Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
I know. I have it on my weather, too.
Back on Viking Voices here on AM 1400 KJF, powered by your local McDonald's. A tasty breakfast fast where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Go visit your local McDonald's for some tasty breakfast. I always say every show that I do on Sports Talk, got to try the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. I mean the bread soaked in pancake syrup. How can you not like that, right? But anyway, back to softball, because we're not here to talk necessarily about food. But Abby Thiemann joining us here, sophomore for the softball Vikings here at Jeffco. And Abby from O'Fallon, Fort Zumwalt South. It is Zumwalt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's always a debate at the radio station, Zumwalt, Zumwalt. So
yeah.
You confirmed it, Zumwalt. Okay. Let's talk about your first year. Like I said, I was going to reintroduce some of the stats for you. Fourth in games played at 51, so basically the whole season. Second in at-bats, third in batting average, second in runs scored, second in stolen bases, second in hits, third in on-base percentage, and first in outfield assists. What did you think about your freshman year?
I thought it went pretty well for me, just coming in, not really expecting, going in like that.
Okay. In high school, what was some of your success? Where did you perform well in, and did that translate into the college game, do you think?
I think so. I do think so. In high school, I was one of the leadoff batters and playing center field, and I felt comfortable in that spot. So coming here and being put in that spot, I was already kind of used to it and kind of knew how to function in there.
You know, high school is different from college. I know it, you know, whenever you're just 1 year removed, you graduate, you know, in high school, and then the very next year, you know, several months later, you're back in school and now you're in college. But over that time period, even though it seems like it's short, there's a lot you can learn about yourself, and not just on the academic side, but, you know, personality-wise, you know, sort of the direction you want to take your life and that sort of thing. I'm not asking you to dive into all that stuff, but what did you learn about yourself that you don't think you knew about yourself after a year of college here at Jeffco?
I don't know, really. I just expected just come in here and play. I don't know.
You don't think you changed in terms of, basically you're the same person, huh?
I mean, I've changed in ways, but not ones that I really can remember very well.
Okay. As Coach Cook and I obviously talked about, and you heard, there's always the transition period. You know, you were a freshman, you know what that was like. Now you're a sophomore, new freshmen come in, you know exactly what it feels like to be the new face in the program. So how have you taken your responsibilities as a sophomore? How have you taken them, and how have you responded to them?
I know I've learned from last year how to adjust, and I've kind of told the freshmen, like, this is kind of how the way we play and how we do things around here, and just shown them just and told them about our schedule and all that, and how we do have a difficult schedule and that we need to be prepared for every game and not let loose on any game because it's tough.
What about your relationship with the other sophomore players? How has that developed over, you know, over not just a season, but during the off season as well?
I think we've gotten much stronger. We're all really close, actually. Like, all of them, I call them all of my really, really good friends, and I know that they would say the same thing.
I recall there was quite a few, you know, fun moments for you guys. I think, if I remember correctly, Barlow hit a walk-off at some point.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
I'm pretty sure that was here last year at home.
I just don't remember who the opponent was. But there were several moments that were fun and exciting, and you know, you expect to have some of those sprinkled in throughout the season. But for you, what did you recall as, you know, for you, what did you recall as maybe a moment that you thoroughly enjoyed and would certainly like to experience again?
I really enjoyed the regional game with Emily Brewer hitting two walk-offs back-to-back games. That was an exciting moment.
I do remember those.
Yes.
I remember seeing a video, I guess, whoever controls the Jeffco softball Twitter had posted that. Who does that, Coach, by the way?
Whoever's not a game
player. Okay. Whoever's not playing. Gotcha. Okay, so Savannah Williams will be able to do some of that. And I'm sure, you know, when those type of things happen, and especially in a regional tournament, you know, a win like that can certainly propel a team moving forward. And obviously you got, including yourself, seven returning sophomores from that ball club last year. So in terms of, you know, how you guys feel about the prospects of this season and your expectations for yourselves, what are those? Have you guys talked about that?
As in between the sophomores?
Yeah, as a team, your expectations for this season.
I think we have. I think our team is full of competitors. I don't think we have one person that doesn't want to compete every single game or be out on the field to play. They always want to be out there. They always want to come play and practice and be competitive.
And what about from a characteristic standpoint? Do you feel like the character of this team is built to have success?
I do. I do strongly believe that.
Okay. Allison Tucker, obviously an incoming freshman, and since she's with us here, your thoughts on her and how she's been involved with you know, this Jeffco softball program, and how you feel like she has transitioned from high school to college at this point?
I never really knew her in high school, so I don't know how she would have transferred, but I know she came to this team and she was outstanding. She was the one. I knew she was going to be in the top of the lineup, and I knew if I got on, she was going to move me around.
And was that sort of the kind of how it all worked out during the fall? Was it you get on and she brings you in sort of thing?
For the most part, our one and two hitter, our leadoff and second batter, if we were on, we knew Tuck was going to do something to move us.
Okay, very well. When it comes to this season and you know, you personally, I know you have goals, and Coach knows you have goals to, I imagine, play further, to get beyond this sophomore year and play at a four-year university for your junior and senior year. And if that is the case, can you kind of share with us your goals for yourself from this season and then moving forward?
My goals this season, obviously I want my stats to go up more. I mean, that's just a given.
Right.
I will go on to a four-year after this. Not sure yet, but it will at some point. We will find out. Just win more, play more, you know.
All that good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Abby, appreciate your time with us, and you know, go play another season of good outfield for Jeffco softball.
Thank you.
All right. That is Abby Tiemann joining us here on Viking Voices. We'll return and wrap things up with Allison Tucker, incoming freshman from Farmington High School. She'll join us next on Viking Voices here on KJF.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Napa know-how.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Keeping up with your vehicle's routine maintenance is essential. Hi, this is Joe Clemens with St. Paul GM Power. It doesn't matter whether you're coming to us for an oil change, tire rotation, or brake inspection. We'll handle every job with the same expertise and professionalism. Here at St. Paul, our top priority is just that, ensuring you're safe on the road at all times. That's why we're proud to be home to a service center you can trust to keep your vehicle in excellent condition. Why go anywhere else? See St. Paul GM Power, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk, Viking Voices, powered by your local McDonald's. And we've got about 9.5 minutes, give or take, left in the program. So we're going to spend that time with Allison Tucker of Jeffco Softball and formerly of the Farmington Knights. Allison, congratulations on coming to Jeffco. What's it been like to experience college for, I guess, a few semesters now?
It's been really fun. I like it here. The atmosphere is amazing. I don't know where else I would be. I love it here. That's pretty much what I can say.
Let's see. Farmington, local kid. So obviously that was probably a draw for you, how close you'd be able to play at home. And Coach Cook, you know, talking about recruiting you and said that his assistant coach was there to see someone else. And then they saw you and they were like, okay, well, you know, that's great. This is why we show up to places, because we might be surprised and see someone else that we might want. And so obviously they approached you and brought you here. What was that like? What was his pitch to you? What eventually helped you decide Jeffco was the next place for you to play?
Well, a lot of I've been talking to some people around me, and a lot of the people on my team are saying how this is a good program. They really like the coaches. They like what they do here. And Maddie Hart, she's from my area, and Hannah Height, who also played here, and they've told me that this is a good program. They send girls on, and it's a good place to get better.
Your senior year, as we mentioned probably about 15 minutes ago now, .602 batting average, 6 home runs, 32 RBIs. Obviously, the .602 is about – is going to jump out the most, obviously, because 602 is absurd. I think that's the word I used earlier. Do you ever get a chance to, you know, sit back and appreciate what you were able to do your senior year? And, you know, you were two-time All-State, two-time Dream Team athlete as well. Do you appreciate what you've been able to do, or is it like, okay, I've done it, let's move on and try to get better?
I do appreciate what I've done. It's something that I can put in my head to get better, because I want to obviously do better things here and just push myself more, do what I can to further on.
Obviously, you have a little bit of pop. How do you feel your offseason has been regarding getting stronger and improving that aspect of things?
This winter, we've been lifting as a team, and I think we've hit every day, so I'm definitely feeling more consistent in my swing. It feels good. It feels right. I'm just ready to get out on the field and see what's going to happen.
Now, after you signed, it was just, I guess you signed, what, November 20th? I think it was November 2017. So for a whole year, you got to finish off high school, and then you had a summer, and you jump right into fall softball here. What was that season like for you?
The fall season was very eye-opening. I got to see what college softball was like, how we travel as a team, what we're doing, what the competition was like, because I've never seen some of the pitching that I saw. So that was very eye-opening. It was a good experience. It was good to see. So.
I know as a softball player or any athlete, you know, you have your high school coach, and if you're lucky enough, you have a club team. I know for you, Scott Charleville was your summer club coach, Lindsay Albee, your softball coach at Farmington. But you get a you get a chance to experience different coaches and their different strategies of how to go about teaching you about the game and about improving. If you can, sort of some similarities, some differences you've seen between Coach Albee, Coach Charleville, and your current coach, Coach Cook.
I would definitely say Coach Charleville and Coach Cook have the same mindset as far as what they expect. They don't really care if we're if we have an excuse or whatever. It's what you do is what you show. They're very hard on us, which I like that. I like a coach that's going to push me. Coach Albee, me and her were closer as teammate and coach. I felt I could talk to her about different things with the team. And then here, I like that. I mean, they push us. They expect way more. Coach Charleville, he definitely expected a lot from us this summer, and I think that we showed it.
You and I think it's you said 18 on the ball club, coach. So that means 11 incoming freshmen from different places too. I mean, you got Francis Howell North. You have Dupo. Yeah, you've got Francis Howell North, Dixon, with Tressa Hughes coming on, Savannah Williams from Holt. So, you know, coach goes around and makes sure that he gets, you know, the players that he wants. What about this freshman class do you like? Have you, you know, been able to spend a lot of time with them?
Yeah, so Hannah and Cameron, they were on my summer team, so we were close. We knew that we were coming here, and I'm pretty sure that we played almost every other freshman during Summer Bowl, except for Tressa. I didn't know her coming into here, but a lot of the other girls we had seen during summer, and we're thinking, oh, man, like, they look really good. We're going to have a good class coming in. We're getting to watch them through the summer and how they compete, so that was good. And here, I think we're all pretty close. We're all really good friends.
What have you, if anything, have you learned from the sophomores about how to handle yourself as not necessarily a college student, but a college athlete for a softball program with the caliber that Jeffco is?
They definitely push working hard, not letting anyone have any slack. We have to hold each other accountable. It's because, I mean, we're a team. We have to better ourselves together. So they definitely push together, working hard and having a good time. You got to have fun. So,
How much while you were playing at Farmington, as you were being recruited, how much did you pay attention to the Jeffco softball season last year?
I followed them on Twitter, so I got to see everything that went through Twitter, how their games were going and what was caught up in there. And then me, Hannah, and Cameron came and watched a game against, I think, Arkansas State last year, and that was fun to come and watch how they are at games and their bond together because we got to see a lot of that.
As I mentioned, two-time All-State, two-time Dream Team athlete, Regional Radio Dream Team athlete. I know accolades are a nice thing, and as you mentioned, you have, you know, appreciated what you've been able to do at Farmington. And now you're coming into Jeffco, and I'm sure you have expectations for yourself that are beyond what you were able to accomplish in high school. What are those for you? What does Allison Tucker expect of herself?
Like Coach Cook said, I want to stay consistent. I don't want to have games where I'm struggling or multiple games where I'm struggling. I want to try to stay as consistent as I can. I'm going to be one of the people in the middle lineup, so I'm going to have people in front of me, so I want to be able to make sure I can move them over, score some people, do that. I would like to have a 400 or above batting average. I want to do that, hope to do that. So.
All right, very cool. College is an exciting time, obviously, not just for the sport you get to play, but sort of the atmosphere. And so we're really excited that you get to be a part of this program that I'm sure, especially those down in Farmington, love the fact that you're just 45 minutes away, or whenever you play MAC, you're literally in the backyard getting a chance to play. So. As you move forward, Allison, what are you hoping to get out of, not necessarily, we've already talked about expectations for yourself, but what are you hoping to get out of playing softball at Jefferson College, not just this year, but next year as well, and moving forward in your softball career?
I mean, the friendships that I make with the girls here every day is something that I'm going to carry forever. I want us as a team to set some records, go far, where we say every day how we want to get to Utah, or road to Utah, that's our goal. I want us to have a really good season average-wise and everything. Next year, some good freshmen coming in too, so I've heard, and I hope that next year we carry on and can do even better things. So just keep getting better and better and better.
Have you guys already started working on pump-up champs, chants like, you know, hey, go get her or go get it or something? Like, you know, I'm pretty lame at that. But
we
like,
have discussed it a little bit, yeah, okay. Thinking about what we're going to do to be annoying to other teams.
Yeah, that, I noticed that is a thing that the softball players like to do. Anything in the works that you could tell us about before we wrap this up?
I think I should leave it to a surprise.
Okay, leave it to a surprise. All right. All right, that is Allison Tucker for you guys. From Farmington, going to be a shortstop as a freshman here at Jefferson College. Also, Abby Thiemann joining us here on Viking Voices. Going to be back as a sophomore outfielder for Coach Tony Cook. So my appreciation to all three of them. And that's all the time we have for Viking Voices. Thanks back in the studio to Hal Neisler for running all this good stuff. And coming up at 6:45 tonight, we got St. Pius and Herculaneum boys at basketball for you. So I'm going to head over that way here in just a bit. But thanks again for tuning into Viking Voices. We'll talk to you tonight at Herculaneum.